Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Autastic. I'm laughing because Kirk was like pointing at me to do the intro, but last week he did it. And we're both like, okay, who's
going to do it?
Okay, so it's me.
I wanted to, but I was throwing it over to you because I'm trying to...
Yeah, you faked me out. That's why, because you opened your mouth like you're about to do the intro.
I really wanted
to. And then
to.
You faked me, and then you pointed to me. I was like, all right, man.
I did the old 70s off-air point.
Why don't you do it?
3, 2, 1. Hey, guys, welcome to another episode.
Fake.
Welcome to Hollywood.
This is Autastic, everybody. No, Kirk, you're great. Autastic is a podcast. We're a comedian's guide to autism. Neither of us have autism, but we both have autism in our family. Kirk, your son is autistic.
That's true.
My brother's autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both trying to figure it out and not be depressed about it.
This is not science, just our take on it.
Yes.
Go ahead, buddy.
That is true.
I cut you off.
No, I got nothing.
We do three segments. We do three little segments. We do our first segment is a week in review.
Week in review. We're thinking of doing new cool voices.
Ooh, yeah, that could be good.
For like intros and stuff.
We have some...
Some monster truck rally voices.
Ready to week in review?
For the autism week in review. Coming out Sunday. Autism podcast.
Sunday. Autism.
Yeah.
That's all we got so far. I've written that in my notebook.
It's effective, but also slightly offensive. So we're kind of toying with not doing that.
Is it one of those things that you can't say the same word three times because it sounds worse each time?
Yeah.
Like if you're like, my son has autism, that's fine. But if my son has autism.
Well, then they just think
weird.
That you have a stutter.
A stutter.
Oh, it's too bad. They both have disabilities.
He has a little bit of Tourette's.
He's got Tourette's. Tourette's and autism are slightly connected, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think my son's got a little touch of that.
Let's do the
scheduled programming. Week in review.
A little conversation
with your dad.
Yeah, nothing crazy with my bro. I know your son is the same. He's status quo. How's he doing, by the way?
He's doing good. He's still rocking the mustache. He's got that sweet 70s mustache that he's digging. He went to a music recital this week. I'm gonna post those pictures on Facebook. I got a bunch of new pictures. Music therapy is like a thing that a lot of a lot of programs do.
Cool.
And so one of the kids in his class has a little aptitude towards guitar.
Ooh.
And so he's got some pictures of him and JJ's very interested in his little buddy playing the guitar.
That's awesome.
So it's yeah.
He's got a buddy.
He's got a little buddy that
cool.
Sometimes they walk like he's got an arm on his shoulder. They're two giant men.
That's so friggin' cute.
Yeah, so...
Jeez Louise, I'm going to cry.
He's got a little buddy. Yeah, not much talking. They're the strong, silent type.
Yeah, they're very strong. They like to rock, though.
One kid likes to rock, and JJ likes to enjoy the rock.
Yeah.
Just look at him and enjoy the music.
Yeah, I get it. Do you think he'll ever want to play?
I hope so. We tried to drums. He's showed a little bit of interest in piano
drums. Yeah,
but
he can bang on those.
Yeah, the savant thing is a lot of our listeners know that's 10% of autistic
probably less
people. Yeah, so that's not in the cards for him. Probably
doesn't matter.
But he does like music. He likes to rock out a little bit. Let's get a little hip sway going.
Yeah.
A little side to side action.
What's his latest? What's his latest tune that he likes? My brother always likes stuff that's like 10 years out of date.
Yeah, sometimes more. He's still a lot of Stevie Wonder still.
Oh, he's got good taste.
A little bit of Bill Withers.
Oh, he got really good taste.
Well, what happens is he gets as our listeners know, a long time listeners, the old hand-me-down phone. So all the old media on that phone. So if old Stevie Wonder or Fleetwood Mac or whatever.
I mean, it's like these phones you have are from the 70s.
Like
you
my
got the
hair.
The smartphone from the 70s. This is an 8-track player. It's not a phone, Kirk. It's an 8-track player with a calculator duct taped to it.
It used to be reel to reel. We upgraded the 8-track.
Yeah.
So, what's his name was reminding me this week of playing basketball. One of our friends, a comedian, another Canadian guy. What's his name? He's got the TV deal. This guy. I can't remember. What's the guy? He's got his own sitcom up in Canada. He's a big deal and down here.
Darren Rose.
Darren Rose. What about how basketball, the whole game, they make fun of me about how old I am every time I make a shot.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I make seven shots in a row, but every comment after I make shots. How did it feel to used to be able to smoke on a plane?
Yeah.
Every shot I make, I got to hear. And he's like, last night we were talking, he's like, the whole time. And you scored all the buckets, and they're still making fun of you. Like, there's no correlation between skill and trash talk. I'm like, no, not in the comedy leagues.
No, no.
People just talk trash the whole time. They can't back up anything. They can't back up anything. Oh, it's so funny, though. So much trash talk.
So what you felt like you were piggybacking off a point or something.
What does that
have to do with anything?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
I was talking about how you hand-me-down voice recorders and all that.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. This must be frustrating to listen to. Okay.
We could edit this.
It doesn't. We don't have to.
We won't.
They can know we're idiots.
Yeah. So, sorry. I had a point.
It's not a podcast. It's not an episode of Autastic unless we go, we'll edit this out and then don't edit it out. It's like a thing. We say it's not science, and we say I mess up how to say an autistic person or a person with autism. And then we also say we're going to edit that out and never do.
That's true. Sometimes we've said two comedians with autism, and then we have to say, well, not personally with autism, but in our family.
Yeah.
We say that a lot.
Well, okay. Well, anyway.
Back to week in review. What's going on with your dad?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about my son and playing music, and then we got derailed. That's what happened.
Yeah, okay.
Son of play music. Anyway, so how's it going with your dad? Your dad had a thing with the...
Well, let's finish your thoughts. So he's playing music. So, like, do you think you think he's ever going to play? No. But he maybe bang on the drums or something like that?
I'd like him to... We're starting again. To push the music again. You know, it's... I think that, you know, our guest last week, 2 weeks ago, talked about this when we had Jake on here, that the potential for our family with autism is sometimes so grossly underestimated. You know, I've talked about, I know people my age who learn to play the piano. Yeah, you're never going to be a concert pianist, but if you want to learn, you can learn. So yeah, I'd like for him to explore that a little bit, see if it brings him a little peace or interest.
What is music therapy?
They use it as a few different things, but one of them is they use it as an opportunity to express himself and to express his feelings. That's what they're working on right now. Mm-hmm. So
how so? Like they play music and then he just sort of... Stammers or what are they called?
Well, so he's doing a lot of mimicking of words and lyrics. Right. So
there's a helicopter above us. It's fine. It's L.A.
It's L.A. It's always a little L.A.
L.A. And I didn't know this before I moved here. It's just a giant helicopter pad. There's helicopter. I don't like. I guess because all the buildings are low and they just that's how they
police chases.
Yeah, it's just. I mean, I live in a nice area. There's just helicopters all over the place. Mm.
But yeah. So they use the music to try to connect with him and connect with his feelings is another way to express himself.
Right. Okay.
I'm not a scientist.
No. But you should ask a basic question of the people who are giving your son musical therapy.
I'll do a follow-up question.
Call to Sweden. Hey, guys, what's music therapy?
What exactly is the point of all this?
Well, it sounds like it's affecting him, and positively, he's got a buddy. He likes watching guitar, keeping his brain busy. It feels good. You know,
I'm going to
bang on the drums
question.
One day. Hey, man, that's awesome. I think that's great. I think that's really great.
I need to post those pictures.
I'm happy for you and your son. I'm happy for what's going on with him right now in Sweden. I think it's a good thing. I think he's in a good place. It sounds like he's really busy and getting a lot of good care. So
Trun.
You should feel good about that.
Trun.
My bro, Peter, who is a celebrity on this podcast, he's been on it a few times. He works at a fancy burger place.
Yeah.
Like a sit-down burger place. Kind of place where you can get like guacamole on your burger. Yeah, it's called exactly. And it's a small chain in Canada. And they hire people with autism. And my dad is like part of a board and part of the board of... the group that he's with, my brother, it's called Live, Work, Play. And then they had this function yesterday where they went to one of the locations, the burger places, and they were giving out free burgers. And it was a fundraiser for Live, Work, Play. And they got a bunch of press to come and TV and stuff. And my dad and Peter drank some beers and ate some burgers and ate fries. And it was great. They raised a bunch of money.
Nice.
My dad's retiring. Again, my dad retires every 10 years.
What's the latest one? What was he doing?
Real estate.
Okay.
So this is my dad. My dad owned a big box computer store.
Okay.
And then he changed jobs, and then he was like, I don't know what he, you know, when you like, you ask your dad what he does and he tells you and you have no idea and you just walk away.
Kind of like music therapy when somebody explains it to you and you kind of listen, but you don't understand exactly.
And you just walk away. And I must have asked him, like in my teens, he had this job. I asked him 20 times what he did, and I even did take your son to work day. And I still, the whole time, I was like, what is going on? I think that my dad spent time as a computer nerd pimp. So he pimped out computer nerds to companies.
Okay.
You know, he's like, I got the right nerd for you. And then, you know, whatever.
I think it's called headhunting.
Consulting, I think.
Okay.
He was like, he sold his group of consultants. But I didn't know that's what it was called. I called it computer nerd pimp for like, through my teens, because I didn't know what a consultant was.
Pimping, you understand completely.
Oh, well, I much. I know the streets. Man, drive turkey.
Oh, that's anyway. Funny. If you guys can only see Graham's face while he says that, through his glasses and his hat on.
Very white.
So hardcore.
Yeah. Anyway, so he did that, then he retired, and then he got bored. I think my mom retired, and then he was like, we got to get out of the house.
Can't be two of us retired at the same time.
Yeah, he's like, my mom's like a project manager. He's like, I don't want to become her project. So he got a job at Best Buy. Just like the retired guy working at Best Buy, kind of thing, hanging out. So he could get deals on TVs.
Computers are over there. Phones are over there, just pointing directions.
Yeah. You know, they're like, all right. But he just wanted deals on, like, he wanted a new...
He wants the employee discount?
Yeah. He wanted a new big TV and surround sound and everything. And he was like, I don't want to pay full for this. So I'll just work at Best Buy.
Perfect.
And he like built like a great like home theater, and like every dollar he made, he went towards Best Buy.
Could you just pay me an employee credit?
There's a real company store thing happening, like an old coal mine or something. And then he built this like sweet home theater after a couple years, and then he retired again. And then he was like, I want to become a real estate agent. So he was, for the past like decade, he's been like a real estate agent. Now he just retired again, and now he's like going to be really focusing on the various special needs boards that he's a part of. And he's like more time to help people and stuff like that. So I'm really proud of him.
So he's involved on the board of the
Live Work Play, and the something, blah, 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 special needs of Ontario.
Okay. So that was your week in review. They had I'm pulling it back to our listeners. We're going to stay on track. He had a fundraiser at Works. That's awesome.
Yeah, he had a fundraiser at this burger chain, The Works. Big props to the Works for hiring people with autism. They got some free press, Live Work Play raised a bunch of money. So
it's awesome.
It all works out. Everyone's happy. And that's the week in review. That was pretty good, right?
That was great, Graham.
I think we both had something to contribute. I felt good about that. We don't normally both do one in the same episode.
That's true.
I thought that was nice.
That's true.
Yeah. Let's go into the news.
In the news. What do we got here this week? Fortune Magazine. Mm-hmm. I've heard of this place. They had an article this week called Autistic? More companies.
What a title.
More companies say add it to your resume.
I bet you that was like the placeholder title. Then the editor, then they just forgot to do a real one. You know,
the title was all that, not just the word autistic.
No, yeah, the question
more companies,
mark.
More companies oh. add your. Oh yeah, okay. It was autistic question mark. More companies say add it to your resume. All that's the title.
Okay.
Basically, it says large companies as Ernst & Young, Microsoft, and SAP. We've talked about this before. Have launched programs to recruit autistic workers. So basically, it talks about this young man who was offered a job. At a Danish company, the U.S. arm of the professional services company called Ernst & Young, to be a full-time on the accounting team. And when he checks that he has autism on the resume, that means that instead of viewing it as a potential setback, they view it as a competitive advantage and tailor the job process to his specific skills. So the on-the-job instructions are stripped of quote-unquote expressions and common...
Wow.
Sorry, expressions in common, conversation, shortcuts, which can be hard for autistic people to understand. So I'd imagine like there's less small talk and they get down to like brass tacks quickly.
Right.
Because, yeah, I think you were telling me before, like, I think that confuses your brother when I talk to him. I'm like, I tell him who I am. He's like, yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. What's the point?
I love watching you talk to my brother because you get autism, but you're like we say every episode, you know one person with autism, you know one person with autism.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, I like watching you laugh and try and figure out the right...
what the next steps is, though. Yeah, yeah. Try and not be offensive, but also have a sense of humor.
And so this is an amazing, amazing article to me.
Yeah.
This is like absolutely incredible because I don't know, like maybe autism awareness is, it's working.
Yeah.
It's, people are looking at it like an advantage, and there are certain types of people with autism that it would be an advantage. And I don't know how they, like, who told them this, but how do they know, like, how to change the way they teach for an autistic specific person? They must have an expert come in or something like that. It's amazing.
Yeah, or somebody has a personal connection to it, I would think, too.
Absolutely incredible. You know what I mean? This is like...
Well, it's a deliberate attempt to recruit people with autism.
Yeah.
Which is...
And it's mutually beneficial, which is amazing.
Of course.
And it's tailor-made for them, which is also amazing. I don't know. It just makes me happy.
Yeah, it's great. And I think...
It would not have happened even 5 years ago, 3 years ago.
I think it's interesting, too, like how we forget that people are just so unique. Right after college, I went to work in an orphanage in Romania. I think I told you this before.
Yes.
So I helped set up their books on QuickBooks, which is an accounting software. Uh-huh. And so then I was married at the time, got pregnant. We came back. My wife got pregnant. And I had to find a job quickly. You know, I was like 23, and I had a college degree like in business, but I really didn't have any experience. So the only thing I'd ever done was I set up these books on QuickBooks. We did like feedings at the orphanage, all that stuff, but those don't translate to corporate skills very well. So I had accounting experience, so I got a job in accounting. Well, after like a few months, I was like, I will do anything except this. I did not want to sit in front of a spreadsheet, and it made me depressed. It was depressing for me, for my personality.
Absolutely,
it was just it was not a good fit. And it's great that like for some of these, so like this guy they talk about in this, I'm going to butcher this gentleman's name, this autistic people, Sam Briefer, who he's excited to do this spreadsheet. You know, they have a picture of him in front of a spreadsheet doing accounting stuff.
Just loves it.
Yeah. And for me, it would just be, I literally would prefer to dig a ditch. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
I'd rather dig a ditch. And then I feel like I'm outdoors, I get some exercise. Uh-huh. I could do the accounting. It's just, oh man, just sucked the life out of me. So I think, sometimes I think we interpret everybody's experience through our own, and we don't allow for the fact that other people just experience it differently and have different interests and skills and desires. And so it's encouraging.
I hope they don't take advantage. You know, I get worried about...
A large employer taking advantage of a worker? Impossible.
You know what I mean, though? this is an autistic person. We can treat them like machines or something like that.
Well, if they treat them like machines, like cogs in a giant machine, that means they treat them like everybody else. That's an indictment on big business, in my opinion. Big business doesn't care if you're...
Spoken like a man who's worked for a corporation.
Yeah, I did it for 10 years. It's like, they don't care who you are. You're still a cog. You're still a cog, and they're going to figure out a way to... Anyway, that's for a different podcast called Capitalism 101. We're going to start it next week.
I have a question for you, Kirk.
What's up, buddy?
So... There's a lot of times people with autism are hired by companies and then they're paid a lower wage. Now, the people with autism get a job and they get purpose, but they're making sometimes below minimum wage. You know, it was a big scandal in my hometown a year ago. All these people with developmentally delayed people, not necessarily all autistic, but they were basically like borderline slave labor, you know? Right. And they were contracted out by the government and they're getting paid like $6 an hour. And they'd been there for like 15, 20 years, no real raises. And it was just like, Is that right? Is it wrong? If they paid less, they to pay more, they wouldn't hire the people, would they?
Like, I was kind of joking, but to me, this brings on a bigger issue. We kind of go all over the place, this podcast. I know it's about autism, but we talk about sports and business.
Yeah.
So to me, it goes back to a larger question of what's the purpose of business? And to me, the purpose of business is not strictly to enrich shareholders. It's to provide employment and to, and I know it rubs some of our listeners the wrong way, but it's to provide employment.
Pinko Kami.
And provide employment and, sorry, Pinko Kami really hit home.
Yeah.
And, like, wait a minute. And who owns these companies? Is it shareholders or is it the workers? And so there was a very interesting conference last week about from Vanity Fair, and they had a the guy who runs the yogurt company. Oh boy, I think it's Chobin. I should look up which one.
Chobin.
I might have been Chobin. I can't remember which one.
Sure.
And they talk about he talks about the disparity in what CEOs make, because this is the largest we've ever had. The difference between a CEO makes and your average worker is over 100 to 1. So it used to be like in Sweden the average. I can't remember the exact number, but Sweden, the average CEO makes maybe 10 times what the janitor makes. Which, when you think about it, if the janitor makes 30 grand a year, then he makes 300 grand, still making money.
Yeah.
But out here, it's 100.
Yeah.
So the janitor makes 30, he's making 3 million.
It's probably more than 10 times in Sweden.
It's close, yeah. Because the lowest guy makes like half, like makes like 50.
Right.
So the highest, it's because the lowest is higher than out here, and the highest is lower. Am I saying this right? Does that make sense? The lowest paid person in Sweden is making more than the lowest paid person here because their minimum wage is higher.
Yes.
So then if it's 10 times more, I'm pretty close. I think it's like the average is like 10 times.
Yeah.
It might even be less. Anyway, so that's a discussion about, to me, it's a discussion about ownership and really about the purpose of a company is to provide employment and to provide stability and to provide, not to enrich the richest of us, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole economics thing.
That's a whole economics thing. So to the solution to me is that the workers at some point, you basically have profit sharing not at the highest level, but profit sharing throughout the company. And that's what he introduced. And it's like a transformation of what
I don't think, well, you know, I agree with everything you're saying, but I also think that it's a free market economy, blah, 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 blah. So I think that a company, they only do it because it makes them look good and it's also a tax write-off. So it's like, okay, we can write off taxes. So that saves us money. We look good. That's press. That
you're talking about hiring disabled people?
Hiring disabled people, okay. All this kind of stuff. So that's why they're doing it, because it's advantageous, because in the public eye. And that's what sort of laissez-faire people, free market people say. But I think there needs to be some legislation that forces companies to hire people that are developmentally delayed that can do stuff, because that way they won't get taken advantage of. They won't get like paid less, like the CFL, the Canadian Football League. Mm-hmm. You have to have like I don't know, like 4 Canadians on your team. You just have to, and they like ride the bench or whatever, but they get paid.
You have a kicker, you have a punter.
Yeah, they do they have jobs, you know what I mean? Yeah. And they do them well.
Well, what I was getting at was, I think that we underestimate the power we have as consumers to vote with our feet and to support businesses that, and I know it sounds a little bit, you know, I'm on my soapbox, but it's true. And when I heard this talk, I looked up the yogurt and I wrote it down. I'm like, that's what I'm going to buy. I'm going to buy the yogurt that the janitor gets a piece of the company.
Right.
I think it's stupidity to continue to enrich the same people that don't look out for the interests of the public. So,
they don't pay taxes either, like right. Donald Trump.
If there's no difference to you between Coke and Pepsi, and you find out, well, and this isn't the case, but I'm saying you find out Pepsi, you know, shares its profits with his workers, and well, then what's the difference? Buy Pepsi. Like, to me, it's like,
yeah.
And I think we're getting there. Like, you know, in the UK, they do a lot of fair trade, Oxfam, and all that. And I think that's the next step. Where if we all, you know, in podcasts like this, if we all would support, you know, the products that enable and build up communities, I think it'd make a huge difference. Because then you have the company's ear, because that's all they speak is money.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, like what if it was like the minimum to succeed in business? You know, you have to hire 5% disabled people, or people won't buy your product. Well, everybody would just hire disabled. It's that simple. It's like not.
Yeah.
they wouldn't even, it would be taught in business school. They'd be like, well, you hire 5% because you have to get the customers. Like, it's just like,
yeah.
So that's one of my, and that's the reason you don't buy stolen goods. If nobody would buy stolen goods, nobody'd steal it. It's like, if it's worthless.
Uh-huh.
I know I get preachy, sorry.
I like it. I like when you get up on your high horse.
But it's true. It's like, yeah. So I think it's very important to find your businesses in your area that are, your businesses in your area and support those businesses, because those are the businesses that, that's our topic du jour today.
Yeah, we seamlessly went into the topic du jour. Sometimes that happens. I felt like I was doing it and I squeezed it in there. I was like, let me ask you a question.
That's our topic du jour, is supporting businesses in your community that support our community.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there's a list somewhere that we could...
Hit us up. If you know in your community, let's say you're in Wichita and you know that the local...
We'll do free shout-outs.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Hit us up on the Facebook. You can email us.
Yeah.
You can tweet us. Our Twitter is Autastic Podcast. You can tweet Graham K Comedy, Kirk Smith Comedy, Instagram, Facebook. What else is there? Snapchat.
Oh, we're doing a lot more advertising on Facebook.
We started advertising.
So we're trying to get the word out there more for our podcast. We get a lot of letters from listeners, you guys, saying that you find it helpful and everything. We want more people to find this podcast, and hopefully they like it. More people to be involved in the community and sort of have something that isn't depressing out there about autism. You know, that's the whole point of this, like you guys know. Please donate to our Patreon account, patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com/autastic. And you can donate as little as one American dollar a week.
Ooh, it's like 1.3 Canadian.
It is. Congratulations. we love you guys. Thank you so much. Anything else, Kirk?
No, you can do it. You can do it, guys. It's true. Have a great week.
Bye.